There, welcome to another episode of Tech Empowered. This is a podcast where we share real stories of people whose lives have been transformed by technology across Africa and beyond. This podcast is brought to you by Tech for Dev. Tech for Dev is a non-profit organization creating opportunities for economic prosperity through digital skills empowerment and advocacy. I am your host, Yemisi, and I am so glad to be here with you today. Okay, so here's a question for you. What do you do when life suddenly hands you months of unplanned free time? For most people, it's probably movies, sleep, maybe endless scrolling online, or hanging out with friends. But for Cassie Udoka, it was the start of something bigger. So in 2022, a nationwide ASU strike. Okay, so for the non-Nigerians, ASU means the Academic Staff Union of Universities. So sometimes the union goes on strike. And when this happens, students are usually affected. You have to go home for a prolonged number of months, right? So this happened in 2022 to Cassie, and this paused her physiotherapy studies. But instead of waiting, she pivoted into the tech space. So what started as a casual introduction became a full-on leap into front-end development through the Women Texas Fellowship. Now Udoka is not only completing her final year in physiotherapy, she's also running a YouTube channel to share what she has learned and building a developer community where people can learn, collaborate, and inspire each other. Talk about life handing you lemons and making lemonade, right? So this is a story of how health meets technology and how learning becomes leadership. So settle in, get your favorite drink, and let's get right into the conversation for today. Thank you so much for joining us today, Cassie.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Fantastic. Okay, so let's start from the basics, right? Let's get to meet Cassie. So who is Cassie Udoka? How would you describe yourself beyond your titles and roles?
Okay, so beyond the titles of physiotherapy student, running development and tech, I would say that I'm a very curious person. I don't like taking things surface level. I like knowing why things work the way they do. I'm a deep thinker. And on the other side, I'm a storyteller. I value authenticity. I value connecting with people. And above all, I'm someone that cherishes growth. I like growing. I like improving every day. And of course, I like making an impact.
Fantastic. I am also a storyteller. So yeah, I'm happy that you're a storyteller. I believe so much in the power of stories to change narratives and just, you know, stories are great. So anyway, so take us back to 2022, right? During this ASU strike, what do you remember about that day that you decided to fully transition into tech?
Okay, let me cut the long story short, but I have always been a school academic person. I've been this kind of person that got always cool intellectual books. So when I wanted to transition, I had this fear because growing up, I had this liberal and self-limiting belief that I'm not a creative person. So thinking about the whole field on its own made me scared. But also the strike was indefinite. So we're not even sure of when exactly we're going to resume school. And I just decided to give it a try. There's nothing to lose after all.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing that, Cassie. Okay, so why did you choose front-end development? Was it, coming from a physiotherapy background, was it a skill that maybe seemed easy for you? Or did you try other areas before settling on that one?
Okay, about front-end development, the friend that introduced me into tech introduced me directly to web development. But at that time, my reply was, I don't like web development. And he asked me why. I told him that I didn't like it because a lot of people seem to be doing it. But then his reply struck me because he told me that even if a lot of people are doing something, it doesn't mean that you can't try in this particular thing. But of course, he also gave me a free ride. I should check out other things. I did check out cloud computing and other fields that they seemed more complex to me then, because for someone that was entering the tech space for the first time, web development seemed like the easiest entry point. So of course, I ran back to web development, front end precisely. That was how I got into front end development. And so far, so good. That's been refreshing and good.
Interesting. So how did you find out about Women Tech SaaS Fellowship? And what made you decide that that was the next step for you?
Okay, about Women Tech SaaS Fellowship, I saw a job posting, or as a scholarship posting. So I saw it in one of the sites that was registered on Scholarship Air. I saw the training. I saw 1 year training, 1 year internship, 6 months training, 6 months internship. The offer looked very interesting to me. And at that point, it seemed like the best way forward because I just knew the basics of the entire field. I didn't know much. It was just that first thought that was introductory. I felt it could equip me with the skills I needed to try it in the space. So that was why I registered and went through the rigorous application process, and I got in.
Okay, so what was one moment in the fellowship that stretched you the most? What was that experience like?
I would say the capstone project. Okay, it's like the final session,
okay,
where people from different tracks collaborate to build and ship a real world project. Capstone Project, that was the first point of working with designers, cybersecurity analysts, project managers. I learned beyond code. I learned to think in solution. I learned to write documentation. I learned to collaborate with people. I learned how to take people's idea, filter the ones that are necessary, but still stick with your user experience. It was the moment that stressed me was we're having multiple meetings, night meetings, morning meetings, and I was working tirelessly. There were two front-end developers on my team, and one person wasn't so active, so I carried a lot of load, and it stretched me a lot. It did stretch me.
Interesting. So how did that project turn out?
The project turned out excellent because we got selected as one of the top 20 capstone project team, and we had the opportunity to showcase our projects in front of recruiters and companies that Tech for Dev brought on board. And beyond that, I gathered a lot of skills. I learned how to collaborate. I learned how to communicate clearly with people that are non-technical. I learned how to ship projects with deadline. I learned a lot of skills that helped shape where my software development journey is today.
Fantastic. So was there like moments when you maybe felt overwhelmed, you know, during your whole learning process, or maybe you had like imposter syndrome, and what was that like for you? How did you get over it?
Yeah, I've felt overwhelmed countless times, and it's always when I'm picking a new language or a new tech or a new concept, you know. Imposter syndrome, it shows up in different ways. For example, when I wanted to start out my YouTube channel, I was scared. What do I do that? Yeah. So it was kind of a moment to test out my confidence. What if people ask me, this girl, where are you coming from? And all those kind of things. So I feel like in text. But I've also learned to act despite imposter syndrome, because I know imposter syndrome is just like a feeling. So I've learned to act beyond that feeling of imposter syndrome.
Fantastic. So what, in your opinion, is one misconception that people have about learning tech skills while maybe studying something completely different?
I would say maybe some people think it should be a distraction to them because they don't see an intersection of what they are doing and tech. But I feel it's a misconception because almost every sector now has technology in it. Health sector, there is technology in agri,
there's biotechnology. So I feel like maybe because they don't see the possibilities that are there at the intersection of what they're studying and technology, it makes them withdraw and feel like this is a distraction to their journey.
Interesting. That's actually really true, right? Every industry now, you know, tech can be applied to every. So even if you're not like a core tech person, maybe a developer or a product designer, you know, if you're working in accounting, you know, tech also has a role to play in that. That's why digital skills are really important now for everybody. So yeah. So looking back now, what's one decision you're glad you made early and one you wish you had made sooner?
I'm really glad that I started my tech journey. I'm really glad I signed up for Women Tech Stars Fellowship, because if not for Women Tech Stars Fellowship, I don't think I would know what I know today. I don't think I'll have the kind of exposure that I have today. And I'm happy that I took the leap into tech, because if you think of it, breaking into tech at that time was hard. Then in my second year and third year, but it's even harder to break into tech now than in final year. So I feel like it's best to do, when the opportunity presents itself, take the leap, leave your comfort zone. Because back then it was hard classes, but now there's research, there's posting, there's life after school planning and all of that. So I'm glad I took the leap earlier on. So I even wish I did that much earlier, because when I finished secondary school, I was looking for admission. I had bountiful time. I didn't do anything with it. So it's something I wish I started earlier on before I even entered university.
Thank you for sharing that. The word is take the leap, regardless of where you are now. It's not too late. When you wake up is your morning. Yeah. Today is as good a day as any time to make any decision. So tell us a bit about your YouTube channel. What's your YouTube channel called, and what do you talk about? I know it's front end, right? Well, do you do workshops, or do you share like practical tips? You know, just tell us a little about that.
Okay, about my channel, you know, earlier on I told you I'm the person that values authenticity, so I teach what I know, and apart from the practical tutorial aspect, I teach tips I wish I knew earlier. I teach general tech. I talk about coding specifically, but I also talk about general tech. I talk about soft skills. I talk about projects. I talk about basically everything that I've experienced that I wish other people also would learn at the point they are in their journey.
Interesting. What's your YouTube channel called, in case somebody listening wants to check it out?
Okay, my YouTube channel is Dokakase. Just my full name is my handle.
Dokakase. Interesting. Okay, so finally, can you share one fun fact about yourself?
Okay. I love reading novels and also writing one.
Oh, interesting. What kind of novels do you like to read? What genre?
I love African literature.
Oh, do you have a favorite writer, or maybe some writers that you like?
Yeah, I love Mamadou Dangote Adichie. That's my favorite writer.
Awesome. Have you read her latest book?
Bad, I'm not happy. I've watched interviews about the book. I've seen the book summary everywhere.
I've read it. I'm almost done. I mean, it's such a fantastic read. It just reminds you about all of the reasons why you like Chimamanda, right? So it's really cool. And I also draft copy, so I'm really excited about that. Yeah, so fantastic. It was lovely meeting you, Cassie. Thank you so much for sharing your journey with us.
Thank you for having me. Thank you, Tech, for this opportunity.
Yeah, thank you. So sometimes the biggest changes start in quiet moments, you know, that we don't even plan for. For Cassie, a long break from school became the start of a whole new path. And now she's proved that you don't always have to choose one passion over another. You can find a way to build a bridge between both passions, and then you can bring others along with you. Thank you, Cassie, for sharing your journey with us. And to everyone listening, maybe this is your sign to start that thing you're thinking about. So take that leap. Just do it. You know, what's the worst that can happen? Thank you so much for listening to this episode. This is Tech Empowered, brought to you by Tech for Dev. I remain your humble host, Yemisi. And I will see you on the next one. Please subscribe if you're yet to, and share this episode with someone. Bye for now.